Restroom is a euphemism, a way of talking about something without actually saying it. Restrooms are not, in fact, for resting. Indeed, Americans do not rest easy with people who rest too long. The seats in restrooms are not generally very comfortable. Even people who convene a private book club in their own bathroom tend not to read much in public facilities. When we are pooped out, we don't go to the restroom. Restrooms are, in fact, public waste disposal sites located in malls and other American public places. Our bodies convert food and drink to nutrients that keep us going. These bodies also keep us going to the restroom, which is where the rest of what we eat and drink goes. We eat in the food court of the mall, and we transport our fare from restaurant to restroom. Restrooms consist of toilets, and in the men's room, urinals, sinks with soap and water, and towels or blowers for drying one's hands. Newer restrooms also include changing stations for the convenience of parents of children whose bowels never seem to rest. Sometimes restrooms are equipped with coin-operated machines that dispense what are euphemistically called personal care products. The wall and floor surfaces are usually tile or linoleum and easy to clean. The color and decorations are generally pretty Spartan, usually variations of white on white, because Americans appreciate the implication of cleanliness in a place like this. In upscale malls and businesses, though, even the restrooms rise to the occasion, with artistically colored tiles and ornate faucets that signify the status of both firm and client. In some ways, too, the porcelain toilet itself can be considered an art object. Indeed, if you look at them with an open mind, the toilet does have a kind of functionally aesthetic fluidity. Artist Marcel Duchamp thought so. He hung an inverted urinal in an art exhibit and called it Fountain. Restrooms are gendered spaces because Americans consider evacuation a private affair, and we don't like people of the opposite sex seeing our bodies, except on the beach or in movies. We also segregate men and women in this way because it seems to matter immensely whether the seat is up or down. Men's rooms are, therefore, different from women's rooms. Men's rooms have urinals, which are architectural adaptations to male anatomy. Men's rooms also have graffiti, as they serve in our culture as spaces for self-expression. Women's rooms, on the other hand, almost always have lines at the entrance. There are never enough stalls in a women's room, and so women get to stand before they get to relieve themselves. It would be a real relief if architects and designers would begin to understand that, while all men are created equal, men and women are different in this biological function. Toilets and urinals are machines that use water to wash wastes away. They are the primary example of what sociologist Philip Slater calls the toilet assumption of American life. He describes this principle as the notion that unwanted matter, unwanted difficulties, unwanted complexities and obstacles will disappear if they are removed from our immediate field of vision. Incrementally and excrementally, he suggests, Americans have segregated the ugly and the beautiful, pain and pleasure, them and us. The result of such efforts, Slater says, is to remove the underlying problems of our society farther and farther from daily experience and daily consciousness, and hence to decrease, in the mass of the population, the knowledge, skill, resources, and motivation necessary to deal with them. In this way, he suggests, the restrooms are connected to a society of structural unrest. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, Plumbing, the Depths of American Culture.